Welcome to this series of podcasts presented by Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. What follows is a reflection on a passage from Pope Francis' recent exhortation on the joy of the gospel. Today's reflection is offered by a member of the faculty of CTU, the largest Roman Catholic graduate school for theology and ministry in the United States.
Loving others is a spiritual force drawing us to union with God. Indeed, one who does not love others walks in the darkness. Furthermore, a committed missionary knows the joy of being a spring which spills over and refreshes others. Hello, my name is C. Vanessa White. I'm Assistant Professor of Spirituality and the Director of the Augustus Tolton Pastoral Ministry Program. Today I will share with you my reflections on Pope Francis' document, The Joy of the Gospel. I am very happy to share these reflections with you, specifically since the part of the document that I will be looking at focuses on spirituality and the spirituality of the missionary. Pope Francis roots his document in the gospel of love, in looking at love, Jesus' commandment of love, loving God, others, and yourself. And so love is an important motivator. It's the foundation of the missionary, of the missionary's journey. As you are reflecting on that aspect of love, one of the things to be mindful of is the fact that many of us are not always doing things out of love. And because we're not doing things out of love, it radiates off of us. And one of the things I speak about is the fact that there's many of us who are our sour saints. In a sense, what we're saying is join us and be unhappy. Now, Pope Francis is totally against this. He is rooted in that sense of joy, that sense of love. And this joy just radiates out of him. But one of the aspects of thinking about and living that life of love is that it has to be rooted in spiritual practices. And Pope Francis, many years ago when he was Bishop of Argentina, in fact, he shared with the community a prayer. And we call that prayer the Five Finger Prayer of Pope Francis. And the five aspects of the prayer are rooted in the five digits on your hand. Think for a moment of the thumb. The thumb is closest to you. And so to pray for those people who are closest to you, who are in need of prayer. Then to move to pray to your teachers, the index finger. You can almost think of the teacher as pointing and sharing with one another. So thinking of this finger to pray for your teachers and that they are in need of prayer and those who teach. Then moving to the middle finger, which is the tallest finger. And that finger reminds us to pray for our leaders, to pray for those leaders who are in need of our prayer also, that they be open to the Holy Spirit, that they be guided, that they be protected. And then to move to your ring finger. Your ring finger is, in fact, your weakest finger. And to pray for those persons who are weak in our society, who are oppressed, who are homeless, who are hungry, who are in need of our prayers this day. And then finally, the smallest finger, to remind yourself to pray for yourself. You are in need of prayer. You are in need of prayers to help you be that font of love, to be that one whose love springs out and refreshes others. And so as you pray this prayer, as you read the document of Pope Francis, be mindful that it is rooted in love, that it is rooted in prayer, and that we are all called. We are all called to be missionaries and to live a life of joy. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Theological Union. For additional videos and podcasts, or to learn more, please visit www.ctu.edu or visit learn.ctu.edu.